This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What is truth and labeling on these songs? I'd like to give the world diabetes, drink car syrup today, right? What is that? I mean, we're going back in time. That was like the original Coca-Cola feel-good song, Super Don. Trying to get everybody ill.
1971. Where were you in 1971 when you heard that?
Starting to drink soda like it was water.
Exactly right.
They did a good job, didn't they, converting all of us Generation Xers into soda drinkers instead of water? How did that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting in that particular commercial. They gathered this large group of people from all different nations, and they were all holding these bottles of Coca-Cola. That even on the bottles, it had the language of their country on the bottle, Coca-Cola, and they were on this mountaintop in Italy singing about how they wanted to teach the world love and happiness and singing.
All they wanted to do was sell us some diabetes in a can.
Drink a Coke, yes.
Yeah.
In a bottle. Back then it was the bottle.
That's right. It was the bottle back then, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's you know, the infinite hourglass shape. And all of that was focus group tested. Man, it was a very powerful thing. And you think about all of the kids that I see drinking these sodas today, and their parents are morbidly obese. And then they say, well, it's genetic. I'm like, wait a second.
Listen, we all fell for it. Our parents fell for it. We fell for it back then because they didn't have the evidence that they have now about the dangers of the high fructose corn syrup and the sugar.
Well, back then it was real sugar, although it was refined sugar. But still, it's rough. I think we're going to get some complaints from Pepsi. Because we played the Coke song without them having a say.
Well, real quick. Yeah. Back then, when you and I were drinking soda, were you Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, I was a total Coca-Cola guy.
See, now I was Pepsi. I was the Pepsi guy.
You were the West Coast. I mean, I lived 30 years in the home of Coca-Cola. In fact, I went to Coca-Cola University, so
yeah,
it was all Coke.
It was high school, a six-pack of Pepsi in bottles, and a bag of Doritos in my locker.
It's a wonder we survived childhood, Super Don. It really is a wonder. I didn't
get out
healthily. Yeah.
We played Coke. I think we'd be fair to Pepsi. Yeah. Now tell me if you remember this commercial for Pepsi.
All right, let's heat it up.
Hey, you're the Pepsi generation. Girls are down and
my hair's on fire. Pour some Pepsi on it. You remember that? That was the Michael Jackson, his hair caught on fire commercial, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually a different song because they ran the full gamut with him on Pepsi commercials, and I think it was him singing Bad was when his hair caught on fire. Yeah.
You know, to this day, if Michael Jackson's on the radio, I don't change the station.
No, you know what? I don't either. He's one of those guys. It's kind of like Prince. Same type of deal. You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyway, a big question. You're like, hey, this is a health show. Robert Superdon, what are you doing? Have you lost your minds? What are you doing opening with that? Well, recently, remember, we had studies that came out. We reported on them that the Coke and Pepsi's industry, if you will, the soft drink industry, had funded studies to downplay the role of sugar, the danger of sugar, and upplay the danger of fat. Am I correct in that memory? It wasn't that long ago we were talking about
that. No, I think it was maybe a week or two ago.
And they were caught and they were busted. And now there's an article here. We have it out of the New York Times, so normally wouldn't believe it, but this one's actually a pretty good one. It says, Coke and Pepsi give millions to public health, then lobby against it. I got to love this. And as you think about, these are smart companies. They're very profitable companies. They're not in business to lose money. If they're going to be charitable, it's for a reason. The charity is going to be so that, well, another something doesn't take a bite out of them. And there's been a big push to, well, remember, was it Bloomberg in New York when he said we're going to ban, like, extra large big gulps?
Right.
And it was just so ludicrous because, of course, all you have to do is run a special on two smaller drinks to make up for it. I mean, it's just
well,
stupid.
And listen, and what I pointed out was he wanted to get rid of 32 ounces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry, we have the 16 ounce. Well, listen, most of the places you go to where you get a soda, you get free refills.
It doesn't
so
matter.
So what's the difference? Somebody gets three refills and they just drank more than the 32 ounces.
But it's not all in a row, right? You have to go back. You have to get up and walk, so you're going to burn some calories. So it's okay. Bloomberg says it's okay. Well, the World Health Organization is promoting the idea that we should tax sugary drinks to fight obesity. And I was like, what the World Health Organization have to do with anything? Because they promote flu shots. They promote vaccines just like anybody. I don't take them at their word when they're doing these things. I think it's trying to set itself up as a global taxing organization along with the United Nations to be able to say, for your own benefit, we're adding, you know, X number of dollars in tax from your country. You're part of the United Nations. You'll pay in and we'll help solve world hunger. We'll help solve world infections. We'll help name it. It's all. How many times have you given money to the government and expected that it was actually going to do something good with it efficiently? Not a good plan. Now, this is also another thing that comes to mind, Superdon, and I know this is not in the spirit of the story talking about obesity and soda and why they do this, but I want to bring this up for those of you who say taxing does not alter behavior, right? Because, those, you know, when they say, oh, taxes are just they're just taxes, we're trying to raise money. The fact of the matter is they raise taxes, they impact the behavior of the people who are taxed. They know this for a fact, or else they wouldn't be proposing this idea of taxing sodas so that people would buy less soda. And so anytime they say we want to raise your taxes, it's to alter your behavior in some way, shape, or form. I'm planting that sugary seed for you. I'll come back to it maybe. But when we get back to the article on Coke and Pepsi funding public health efforts and then lobbying against it, what is really going on here? And so in response to these areas that are saying, you know what, we want to put an extra tax on sodas, on soft drinks, they go into those local governments, those city governments, and they say, hey, how about this, Philadelphia? We donate X millions of dollars to a local hospital that is, you know, it's going to make you look really good if you don't do that. And, of course, inevitably they say, yeah, sure, we'll take your money. And so at the same time, then, of course, they can continue to promote the drinking of that soda, probably in that very same hospital. The irony of that, where you're getting people in to get toes and feet amputated due to diabetes, but they can still get a soda. And I don't care if it's a diet soda, it's still contributing, it's still poison to ill health. The American Diabetes Association accepted $140,000 from these soft drink companies. The American Heart Association accepted $400,000 from Coke. In 2010, 2015, the NIH received nearly $2 million. Remember, and this is where they get the studies that say, hey, soft drinks aren't really the big issue, it's the fat that's the issue. And, of course, that was a lie, but that lie was bought. Science can be purchased. And that's why listening to scientists can be dangerous to your health until you find their conflicts of interest. Where is their money coming from? How are they getting money to fund those particular studies to tell you that sugary sweets and treats and drinks are really okay and it's fat that's bad for you? I mean, Superdon, they get it both ways, coming and going, They buy you this way, they buy you that way, and they make out like bandits.
It's kind of like the neighborhood crack dealer giving a big donation to the DARE program, right?
Yeah. Good job. Right. This is great. This is what's happening here. Let's see. There was in 2009, there was a federal government proposal of a tax to curb obesity. And guess what? Coke, Pepsi, and the American Beverage Association spent almost $40 million lobbying against the measure. And they did it successfully. They bought off your Congress critters. Not that I'm a fan of increasing taxes just to alter your behavior. And that brings up the next question. It's like, how wussy and wimpy are we as Americans that we can't figure out what to eat and drink without being told what to eat and drink by government? And, of course, the irony of that is we listen very well, because when they lobby, they lobbied the four food groups when we were kids: pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips, and we ate all of it. I don't know about you, Super Don. You were probably on crunchy granola, but I was eating all the garbage. And, of course, it was lobbied into the four food groups as being just fine. Go ahead and eat it up and drink it up. And so for our politicians who are trying to be do-gooders by saying, hey, we're going to raise taxes on your soda and your junk food, it just tells you what wimps and wussies and mindless slobs Americans have become, that we can't figure this out without, you know, the only way I'll stop drinking soda is if you make it too expensive for me. Although I might go to the local Target and buy one of those bubbly makers and add my own sugar. I don't know. I mean, it just, am I being too hard on Americans at this point? I know we got listeners in the UK that are probably laughing right now.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's responsible to a certain degree. I mean, the beverage industry has some responsibility in this, of course, because they're providing the product. But, you know, people do make choices as well. Yeah. So I think there's some blame to go around. But listen, this really honestly, if you look at some of the details in this article, here's an example. When the mayor of Philadelphia proposed a soda tax in 2010, the beverage industry offered $10 million to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia if they would drop the tax proposal.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happened? The city council voted down the measure, and the Beverage Association made the donation to the hospital. I mean, it sounds like we're dealing with the mafia.
Yeah, that's it. It's the sugar mafia, and they're coming at you with carbonated beverages even today. And the diet ones ain't any better. Even the Truvia is not real stevia if you want to go for something good and healthy. By the way, if you want to break your habit, your sugar habit, make sure you take 100 micrograms of the Whole Food GTF Chromium three times a day. That's going to go a long way to breaking that cycle for you and reversing diabetes as well. All right, the history of chicken pox and why it's good for you, next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Big news, folks. Conquering Cancer, Volume 1. These are the case studies. Remember Dr. Nick Gonzalez, our dearly departed friend and mentor, and just, oh, what an amazing man that passed unexpectedly. Whew. I just think about it. I get heavy in the heart, but I'm happy in the heart today because his book that he was working on is finished, the first volume, Conquering Cancer, Volume 1. Mary Beth Gonzalez is going to join us a little later, talk about the book and the labor of love that it is to get it out for everybody to see. So it's available on Amazon. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Now, this is a borderline I told you so, but I'm not going to go to that. Maybe later, maybe tomorrow. But this chickenpox story is very important because it relates to something we talked about over the weekend with Dr. Tatiana Obukanic and others at the Homeoprophylaxis, the Worldwide Choice Conference. Thank you, Sila Wutcott, for putting on another extraordinary event. And if this happens again, my friends, you simply must find a way to get to it wherever she has it because it is profoundly life-changing information not being brought out in any conference anywhere else, in North America, as far as I can tell. I don't know where they're doing it other places on the planet. But what is the story about chickenpox? If you've had it, you're less likely to suffer from a glioma, a brain cancer later in life. This is what we're learning. When I say about the vaccines, even if they work, and I'm not saying they do, but even if they did, it would not be a good idea. Why? Because what we're finding out about these, especially these childhood rites of passage, like chickenpox, like measles, they are showing studies now, peer-reviewed publications, referencing the fact that people who have them as children, naturally occurring infections, their immune systems mature, they're less likely to suffer from chronic diseases, allergies, asthma, autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, and now even cancer. This is, again, another extraordinary validation. Superdoll, I wish, Ty Bollinger is so busy right now getting ready for the truth about cancer. Did you see that picture of him moving like tons of boxes?
I didn't, no.
Dude, he's like, he brought out the big guns, but he's in Texas, so his, he can do that.
Everybody's got big guns in Texas. So.
Yeah, but this is a Baylor College of Medicine. I think Ty went to Baylor for a little bit.
and they reported this inverse relationship, the history of chickenpox and glioma, a type of brain cancer. So once again, reiterate this. Children who have had chickenpox, less likely to develop brain cancer. Now, I know this, the whole point of herd immunity is so people don't spread it, don't catch it, but it's like we're actually investing in a disaster. The CDC are a bunch of raving vaccine lunatics. The World Health Organization, a bunch of raving vaccine lunatics. Now, maybe they know not what they do, but you read these studies and you've got to get a little bit, at least pause, step back and think. Is it desirable to stop these infections in childhood? Wouldn't it be better, as we've seen in the so-called first world, where we've had improvements in sanitation, in hygiene, in nutrition, where we rarely, if ever, see deaths from these diseases, and that includes measles. Even the measles outbreak of last year, 2 years ago, that caused the panic, that caused Richard Pan, the doofus doctor dunderhead, to kind of throw all the Democrats under the pharmaceutical bus, which they willingly went, to pass SB 277 to eliminate exemptions to vaccines if you want to go to public school or private school. And we are at a point now, there should be enough information that if you're a PhD or an MD or a DO and you still are buying into the vaccine dogma, that you are not worthy of the credentials that you have so-called earned by studying hard and going through the rounds that make some people so depressed they kill themselves in medical school. And I'm not a pro-suicide guy, don't get me wrong, but man, oh man, if those doctors who are coming out and doing the damage to children could have taken themselves out first, I wouldn't complain. Is that really rude of me to say? But I mean, the fact is they come out and they bought into a dogma that is absolutely, is ludicrous on its face, but it's also dangerous the way they inject these children. And of course, it's not helping them, it's harming them. All right, deep breath and pause.
Well,
Super Don's got nothing.
There you go. No, that's all right. You know, one thing I just wanted to point out related to this is just a few years ago, there was a study that came out that suggested that the chickenpox vaccine was responsible for triggering these nationwide shingles epidemics that you get.
Yep.
So, you know, either way you look at it, just get the chickenpox.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
It's good for you. We can say that with all sincerity and integrity. And by the way, I talked about this chickenpox issue in the Truth About Cancer original version in 2015. There's a video still floating around about that. You don't get lifelong immunity, even to chickenpox, if you get the shingles. Why? Because you destroy your immune system with vaccines and heavy metals and other things. We'll build it back up. Allergies and asthma, how do we reverse it? How do we prevent it? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Cap Morgan. RobertScottBell.com, the place to be for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on TCM with Syndicator. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, also UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and SoundCloud. Thank you all for being here. Tell your friends. And also check the upcoming events. This is the week, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. If you don't have your tickets, no worries. You can listen in for free. You can actually watch it for free from wherever you are. If you go to the show notes, scroll down in the description, and we might grab them and send them out through the social networks again. You can actually find out how to stream it live for free. So very exciting, that is. And then next week, the Women's Wellness Expo, Thursday, October 20th, 5:30 to 9 p.m. I think I'm going to have to pre-record the show or just not show up for work that night, because I'll be speaking
to the group in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
We'll just all sit around and look at each other for a couple hours. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know, Jonathan Ebord can take care of it. No problem. So we'll
okay.
See.
All right.
We'll
all
see.
Right.
The Hearthlight event, again, coming up Gainesville, Georgia, October 28th, 29th, 30th, the last weekend in October. And we are going to play the Harlem Legends. Boy, that's a gut check. I'm a little bit nervous.
Dude, well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see this because...
I wonder if that's going to stream live, you think?
I don't know, but somebody's got to take some video.
I think it's
sort.
A road trip. I think you're going to have to road trip to North Georgia.
North Georgia.
Road tripper.
Oh, yeah.
Road tripper. A Sunday driver. Okay, so let's go to the stories here. This is our gut check segment, in fact. This segment is all about the gut. And we've got links up in the show notes. You can follow along, right? Follow the bouncing ball as it goes through what we're about to say. There's a study now drawing the link between allergies, asthma, in the infant gut. Now, the headline really doesn't say what the story says. Because suddenly you're going, there's allergies and asthma in the infant gut? Well, yes, if you destroy it, right? C-section babies, what's the problem? They don't get a mouthful of bacteria on the way through the birth canal, and they don't get their start, right? Their own immune system.
Yummy.
And even if you have... Thank you for that, Super Don. that was not what I was expecting. Those of you who haven't eaten dinner yet, my apologies. Now, if we're looking...
You're the one that said it, not me.
I'm being clinical and medical here. You're being...
Oh, okay.
Right. So now we're going... Can I continue?
Carry on. Yes.
Thank you.
Carry on.
All right. How about the vaginal birth babies, right? Seemingly no problem, except for little Scotty Bell was so hammered with chemotherapy as a baby, the chemo I'm talking about is antibiotics, that he was the poster boy for allergies, borderline asthma, skin rashes, you name it, inflammatory diseases. I mean, even skeletal inflammation, tendonitis as a child. And what this story confirms is that it wasn't genetic. I wasn't born to be allergic. Oh, because my mom and dad were. Well, they weren't. In my dad's generation growing up, and I've mentioned this over the years, in Far Rockaway in Brooklyn, New York, when he was growing up in the 50s, you know, it was allergies? Who had allergies? One kid was the sickly kid. If you got a cold or a flu, you'd be down for a couple of days. You'd be bounced back better than ever. And in my generation, I was the canary in the coal mine. I started it. 100 pokes on the back where they stick the needle in you and say, hey, what happens? Looks like you're allergic to everything, kid. Take these shots. Maybe for the rest of your life. 10 years of allergy shots later. Allergy medicine. And it turns out it was all in my gut. The doctors did it to me. Am I a little upset about this? I mean, I'm not really. I'm just, you know, trying to mock up how I felt. When I figured it out, right? That fateful day when I said, you know, I am done with you guys. I've had it to hear. I've done your allergy shots for 10 years. I've taken your drugs forever and ever, ever. Come on. I want to get rid of my allergies. And they said, maybe one day you'll grow out of it. I said, no, that doesn't work for me, even if I do. I want to heal. What do I got to do? We don't know. We don't know why you're sick. All right, I'm done. And then, of course, found homeopathy, detoxed my liver, healed my gut, took probiotics, all of the things. And, of course, now what I talk about all the time is the Silver Aloe Protocol for accelerating gut recovery because it took me 2 years to do what I can do for you in 2 months. I'm not doing it for you, but I'm letting you know how to do it and unlock the power to heal. In fact, there's a PDF download of that chapter alone for those of you who are too cheap to buy the book. I'm just kidding. I know. It's no problem. I'm just silly. No. I put it out there for you because the people in desperate need for that gut protocol, it's so simple. An ounce of silver hydrosol, an ounce or more of aloe vera juice, pure, organic, clean. You know, I like the Stockton Aloe 1 down there, aloe1.com, A-L-O-E-1.com. And then that's 3 times a day on an empty stomach, probiotic replenishment at night. The difference is you're not throwing probiotics into an inflamed, damaged gut because the silver aloe is healing the gut. While addressing dysbiotic microorganisms and yeast, cooling it down, calming it down, not disrupting the biodiversity at all, but healing the gut so that you put the probiotics in and they actually stay. And then you can reverse what I had in my life in a much shorter time frame. The intestinal relationship between all immune function and the manifestation of allergies and asthma. Right there, from a C-section baby to a baby who was born vaginally and hammered with antibiotics, it doesn't matter. You wipe out the gut flora, you set the stage for a lot of immune dysregulation throughout that young life and throughout the rest of that child's life into adulthood. I know I was one of those kids and one of those young adults. Whew. All right, now that that's out of the way, how about your gut ecology actually enhancing the efficacy of chemotherapy?
Oh, that's a great thing.
Yeah. I was like, what? What is this headline you're setting me, Super Don?
Huh?
Gut
yeah,
bacteria.
It got my attention. I knew this would get a reaction out of you.
Dude.
Because it's bizarre. They've just got it so backwards here.
Read the headline.
Okay. The headline says, gut bacteria boost effectiveness of common chemotherapy drug.
What? What?
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, it's like, wah, wah, I can't even speak. What do you mean it enhances the efficacy? So you go through this article, and they acknowledge complex interplay of the human body of three things in fighting cancer. They say chemotherapy, the immune system, and gut bacteria. It's amazing that they actually acknowledge the two other things. I thought it's all chemo, right? That's the only way you can legitimately cure cancer that they can't cure. So they use this chemo, and they're finding out that when certain microbiological life forms in your microbiome that haven't been decimated by the chemo are actually present, there's actually a better response, a better anti-cancer response, so to speak, in the body. And they say this as if it's enhancing and making the chemo work better, but it's not about the chemo. It's about the fact that they've identified an Enterococcus bacteria. And let's see, what was the other one? Looking through this article, I remember the Enterococcus.
It was Enterococcus and...
Can you find... Oh, Barnesiella.
Barney.
It's like Barney from Barney Rubble, right? From,
Barney.
From the Flintstones.
Or Barney Fife, right?
Yeah. Intestina hominis. Hamina. So these two forms of bacteria seem to help. Why? What do they find out that they do? They activate anti-tumor T-cell responses in the spleen. So, along with, guess what? The toxic effects of chemotherapy drug cisplatin. You know what cisplatin is?
Sounds like the sound something makes like when your spleen hits the floor, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when your gut is destroyed, you hear that cisplat. So let's call this drug cisplatin. It's actually made from a metal. Do you know which metal makes cisplatin as chemotherapy? I've talked about it before. In fact, I talked about it with Dr. Nick Gonzalez on this show, comparing this particular chemo drug made from a metal against silver and their anti-cancer activity, comparatively. And in fact, I'm including the study in my book, my new book on silver. Cisplatin. The key is PLAT, and I bet you can figure out. PLATIN in it. Come on.
I don't know.
Platinum.
Oh, platinum. Oh,
yeah, okay. Now you're going to kick yourself. You knew that. Right?
Unobtainium.
It's a platinum-based chemo. And yes, it kills cancer cells, but it also destroys all healthy cells in its way. Whereas the silver
does not. Is that a heavy metal?
Well, platinum is a very toxic metal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's used as chemo. In fact, like I said years ago, Dr. Nick Gonzalez and I talked about it. I brought this to his attention. I said, this is a 2012 article. It came out and said platinum-based chemo and silver nanoparticles. Head-to-head test. The silver killed just as much cancer, but with no downside, no damage to healthy cells, where the platinum-based chemo, cisplatin, was devastating to healthy cells. And so here you have an article saying, hey, look, hey, good, these bacteria are helping our chemo. No! The bacteria are doing what they're designed by God to do. You should be pumping that up and not destroying the bacterial balance with chemo. So I find this is a highly irresponsible article and, kind of motivated for another purpose. But it's interesting that it actually acknowledges the bacterial impact on anti-cancer activity within the immune system. Not to enhance your use of chemotherapy, but to enhance the use of your own immune system. All right, and finally this segment related to the changing habits of Americans taking supplements. Rather than multivitamins, people are moving more towards essential fatty acids and probiotics. And vitamin D as well, interestingly enough. And I think overall this is a pretty good trend, especially when we understand that the utilization of all our nutrients, whether it's from supplements or whether it's from food, depends on the health of our digestive system and the microfloral balance, the microbiome. So I do see a good trend here. If you are doing vitamin D, make sure it's a food source, preferably. Of course, we want you to get sun exposure, but I know in the northern hemisphere it gets more difficult as the sun drops in the sky. But find a way. Find a way. And yes, good probiotics are great. If you're doing multivitamins, if you're doing minerals, things that we talk about here, we talk about 100% whole food forms of these things, so you get the full benefit from them. Not a synthetic isolate, not a pale reflection of what it would be if it were found in food. All right. Super Don, are you taking your probiotics?
I am, yes.
Okay. And I bet you're taking the pure phytoplankton, Motion's Alive.
I am.
That's
I
a food,
am.
Right?
And my Ease Magnesium.
Yeah, you're spraying that on topically. Excellent job, Super Don. All right, when we come back, boy, this is one of the oldest jokes ever. There's a form of that joke that used to make me laugh when I was a kid. I might tell it and make everybody groan. But the police are on to it, so maybe not. Stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Belcher.
All right, Mary Beth Gonzalez coming up next hour. We're going to preview the new book by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez that he was working on before he untimely left us all, and that's Conquering Cancer, Volume 1. Very excited about that. It's just been released and available now on Amazon, and I want you to get it. All right, we'll talk about that next hour. I told you I was going to tell you a joke to make you groan, only because it's related to a story we're about to cover. Now, you know how it is when you're 10 years old and you tell stupid jokes. And, of course, we have had kids, not together, but, you know, Super Don has kids. I have kids. And we, you know, you hear them and they go through those phases and they tell those jokes and you roll your eyes and go, yeah, I remember when I thought that was funny. But, you know, the oldest story or oldest joke in the book is almost, you know, why did the chicken cross the road? Right. And of course, the proverbial answer is to get to the other side. And then I just remember one version of it that after you said that part of it, then you ask, well, why did the frog cross the road? And then they'd say, oh, I don't know why. And you'd say, well, because he was stapled to the chicken.
And that
still makes me laugh. I don't, as a morbid sense of humor that I have, it's like, okay.
The other one I remember was after it was kind of the similar setup where first you ask why the chicken, then you ask why did the duck cross the road?
Okay. And what was the response?
To
prove that he's no chicken. Okay. Gotcha. But, you know, it was just the image and it's still today. I kind of chuckle. It's like, I know it's mean to the frog to staple the chicken. It's probably mean to the chicken. Chicken's not happy. But just the image of a chicken crossing the road with a frog stapled to his back always found me. It's morbidly humorous. I don't know. Hate me now if you want. But it was just one of those things that still makes me laugh. I don't know.
Nice. So why are we talking about this?
Anyway, because there's an article on the BBC.
People are listening thinking we've lost our minds right now.
I know. It's where we go, folks. It's only Tuesday. All right. Police appeal for information. This is on the BBC News. Not making this up. Police appeal. This is in Scotland. Police are appealing for information about a chicken crossing the road. That's why. It's like, what? That's a headline? Evidently, officers were called to East Market Gate in the city at 08:30 in the morning after reports of the bird giving passing motorists cause for concern. So the police have issued an appeal for information about why a chicken was seen crossing the road in the city of Dundee. Not Crocodile Dundee, Chicken Dundee.
Yes.
So evidently, apparently all is well for those of you concerned about the chicken. And no, it was not found with a frog stapled to it. The chicken
or a giant tiger track down the middle of it either, fortunately.
Right. No, the chicken's alive and there's no duck saying, ah, ha, ha, I'm not chicken. It was traced by officers and taken to a police station. And it was brought into care for it.
Trying to trace the bird's owner. How do you do that?
Right. No rumor to the you
did
know,
you like
the,
put the chicken in a room and start asking it tough questions?
Right. It's the chicken interrogation. I know your Big Bird is your grandpa. Come on. Come on, admit it.
No, I've got a little bit of trivia for you.
Sure, go ahead.
First off, did you know that the first chicken crossing the road joke, it was published all the way back in 1847?
Really?
And that's how old that joke is. And did you know that there were some very well-known celebrities that were asked this joke, and they had some very distinctive answers? Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, Milton Berle's on the list.
Well, actually, Milton Berle wasn't on the list, but Albert Einstein was asked, why did the chicken cross the road?
Okay.
And his answer was, whether the chicken crossed the road or the road crossed the chicken depends on your frame of reference.
Oh, lovely, Albert. Thank you.
Now, Bill Clinton was asked, why the chicken crossed the road? And yes. Bill Clinton said, that depends on what the meaning of road is.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sigmund Freud
mm-hmm.
Said, the fact that you are at all concerned about why the chicken crossed the road reveals your underlying sexual insecurity.
Okay.
And did you know Martin Luther King actually was asked this, why did the chicken cross the road? And Martin Luther King said, I envision a world where all chickens will be free to cross roads without having their motives called into question.
Right. And what happened when they asked Donald Trump the same question?
He said, China.
Okay, or get that effing chicken out of here. Oh, my gosh. We've really lost it. I think we're going to have to, I don't know how if we go hybrid. I know what we can do. We can have Mary Beth Gonzalez on to elevate the discussion next hour. I think that'd be a good call.
But first.
Yes.
We have a comment of the day to start the show off.
Really?
Next hour.
So we get to play your new comment of the day theme, too. By the way, social media reports suggest that it took up to 3 uniformed officers to chase the chicken down and catch it. They should have sent Rocky Balboa there.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot more healing to go. We do have a comment today. We'll find out what that's about. Dr. Gonzalez's new book is out. We'll talk to Mary Beth about that. Dallas coming up because the truth about cancer is on the way this weekend. And the power to heal is still very much yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.